It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Hello, William Sackett. We're recording this program on Friday, March 27th at 2:25 in the afternoon. We've just had a daily update from the mayor just moments ago. We recorded it, and we've been putting those daily updates out on Facebook every day, out on YouTube. What is the mayor's message of today? What the mayor says today is the total number of tested people from the Mississippi State Department of Health is where these figures are coming from. Total tested to date is 3,139 people have been tested. That's up 363 tests from yesterday. So they're starting to do more tests. 3,139 tests. The total positives to date, according to the Mississippi State Department of Health, is 579. That is up 94 from yesterday. And of course, we're recording this on Friday, March 27th. 3,139 tests have been done, 579 are tested positive. That is according to the Mississippi State Department of Health as of Friday, March 27th. What we're still trying to determine here in the mayor's office is the number of tests that are being conducted by private labs and other sources. When the mayor can get a better handle on how many total tests are being run and how many positive we're having, it helps create that what is known as the bell curve. And that is what we're trying to do with this social distancing, is keep people from running into each other and transmitting this virus from person to person to where it will not spread exponentially if we can do these things. Mayor Gilich has also said that he remains encouraged. He is not alarmed by what he is seeing. Governor Tate Reeves issued today supplement to Executive Order 1463. What that says is the cities are doing what they can do in the way of closing bars and restaurants. The mayors from along the Gulf Coast have been holding a teleconference. I think they're doing it like every other day. At this point, all the mayors along the Gulf Coast agree that a curfew of any form is not being considered at this time. Crowd management in businesses that are open is also on the minds of the mayors from the Gulf Coast cities. What they want to make sure is that businesses are making sure we don't see people lining up at cash registers one behind the other. The big box stores, the grocery stores, the pharmacies, and others, they need to keep an eye on the numbers of people who are in their stores. They need to take steps for everyone to maintain plenty of distance and implement wipe-down protocols for frequently touched areas in your store. When you go shopping, don't pick up four or five things. Pick up the one that you're going to buy. Everyone of all ages, you must act as if you have this virus and stay clear of people and things that could transmit it to others. Social distancing and keeping groups less than 10. If we don't see those things happening, the city's going to step in and take action. Any business that you have to do with anybody, do it by phone, do it by email, and do it online. William, that's the same thing we were saying last week.
Oh, yeah. If you have to handle business, especially in today's era of communication, you have your cell phone, you've got your computer, some may still use fax, or just pick up the phone and talk to somebody one-on-one. You do not have to physically go out and reach out and touch anybody. You can do it from afar.
For those people who live in Biloxi, today you should be receiving your monthly city newsletter. It has a guide to the many services that we offer on the city's website. It also has a list of handy phone numbers that you can find useful. That is supposed to be in your mailbox today, Friday. If it's not there today, you might be able to see it tomorrow. The post office is doing the best they can. You can also go online to the city's website, and right over on the right-hand side, it says Be News. Click on that. Remember, bars and dine-in restaurants remain closed. The only kind of service you can have is takeout or to-go or drive-through. There is no dining inside, and more importantly, there's no dining outside either. That question has come up more than once. One of the issues is the social distancing. If you have dining outside, unless you got a 20-foot long table, there's no way you're going to keep people separated. The beach and public parks remain closed to groups of 10 or more. The police have actually had to go and break up a few groups that they've found on the beach. Please do not have groups anywhere. All city departments remain on the job. The city does not envisioning changing the status of any city workers at this point in time. Everyone is expected to report to their place of work at the appointed time unless they have made some other arrangements with their director or their supervisor. As the mayor likes to say, look, we are Biloxi. We're going to get through this just like we have gotten through everything else. Okay, William, what's on your mind? What have you seen?
What I've seen is a lot of people paying attention to what we say here on the podcast and listening to the president, listening to our beloved mayor, and a host of activities around this area that people are not congregating. They are not moving around. You may know that there was a special footnote that was put out that the police has increased their visibility here, and it's developed a new team that monitors social distances on the beach, which Vincent spoke of during the day, but turns into a business watch during the night, making sure that the closed businesses are secure. And I think it's peace of mind to any businessman that's in our community that is closed, that this added police are giving you peace of mind in the evening. You know, we are a very noble and wonderful city with a lot of history, and we will see this through, as our beloved mayor has said to you. And as a matter of just keeping, watching our P's and Q's, keeping our eye on the ball, so to speak, and moving forward, this will come to pass, and so shall it be.
We've just had a guest walk in, William, and I want to see if he just wants to say a few words. I know you're on the way out of the office to go see what's happening outside, but Mayor Gillage, limit your travel. Good afternoon.
Maintain social distancing. some more than others, okay?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. My hands are shaking.
He always holds his hands out to show me. But what's your message to people whenever you run into them and they tell you all the trouble that they're having with this?
Well, you know, you're never given more than you can handle, and we'll handle this. That's the main thing, no matter what it is, you know. It's happened over and over in the course of history. This is another point in that history.
In our history alone, when you look at the BP oil spill, you look at Katrina, you look at the national recession, you look at Camille, I mean, the Bonnie Carey spillway. How many unprecedented disasters can we go through?
Well, I don't want to count because there'll always be one more, and that's the deal. So they say things come in groups of threes, but, you know, that's what they say. But I don't even know who they are. But anyway, it's something, a challenge that we'll rise to.
Okay, give people a little insight into your daily teleconference, and I think it's a video conference myself, because you had that war room built upstairs, you had that screen put up there, and you've been putting that screen to good use. But give people an idea of how these video conferences go between you and the other mayors.
Well, they all gather, and I think it's sort of like when they killed Osama bin Laden. Okay, everybody was watching things and listening to things, but, you know, it was a great, the conferences we've had with the mayors, and, you know, police chiefs and city attorneys and especially our good doctor, Steve Demetropoulos from Pascagoula, who is our science person on this deal. Mm-hmm. So I picked his brain. I mean, he's valuable, and we're trying to look at numbers and accurate numbers that to get alarmed or not get alarmed. So we're, you know, in looking at what the rest of the state is experiencing, and, of course, you know, what Louisiana is experiencing, those are the things that are we're anticipating. We hadn't seen it yet, but we're keeping our fingers crossed on, the numbers when they start popping over, and maybe different actions and may have to be taken. We're hopeful that it would, you know, it'll work through this the curve, I guess.
Yeah. Now, you've got to be proud of the way police and fire and city employees are continuing to show up for work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really just a normal kind of absentee, normal stuff. And everybody's taking, you know, the social distancing thing and washing your hands. Mm-hmm. And don't touch your face. And if you stay 5 feet away. You won't get this stuff. So.
I heard that in a normal day, a person generally touches their face 90 times a day.
100. I think someone was counting
today.
They said 100. That's what, doing the teleconference, somebody was counting there. That all the mayors, they touched their face and doing about 100 times. Not all of them, each one, right. But they were, the mayors on the teleconference was, you know, they reached their...
So I was passing by during your video conference, and Billy Hughes asked all the mayors if they could put their phones on mute. And Chipper McDermott of Pascagoula said, well, I'm already a mute. Has he been the star of this teleconference?
Chipper is Chipper. I'm telling you, there's only one, I can tell you.
Mayor Gillich, any closing thoughts?
No, like I said, God bless Biloxi, God bless his people, and we're going to get through this.
Now, let me say it one more time. You've been doing a daily video conference every single day, but tomorrow... people are not going to see the daily video message from you.
Well, the message is based on the numbers. Again, today's message was, we want to let you know what the situation is, the conditions on the ground. And I don't know that we'll know. You and I will know any more than what we said today. You know, stay the course. And that course is pretty much apparent. Stay away from people. Act like you have the virus and not want to give it to anyone else. And all ages. So... And if something happens, well, we will crank it up.
Is everybody happy with every decision you've made?
I don't think so. But
so what's your answer?
Well, some people, you know, everybody hadn't had the information, excuse me, that we were privy to in order to make the call. We use our best judgment to analyze the situation and make the decision.
And a curfew is a no-no. Why don't we want to do a curfew?
Well, a curfew. There's a lot of, you're talking about benefits versus, analysis, benefits analysis kind of situation. It may cause more and more grouping and more things that would, impact it. Like, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It's a physicist.
You're exactly right. Now, one thing that Mayor, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us.
And I love you, Mayor. Yeah, and I want
to
thank you too, both of you.
Can we go to 1 mile social distancing, you think, for you and me? Yeah. William.
One light year.
One of the things that, in all seriousness, we want to thank him for stopping by, but one of the big things that we're noticing is whenever you go to a restaurant, please call ahead and get your order to go. Okay. Don't go there and meander around the restaurant. Restaurants are not supposed to have a place for you to sit inside or outside. You need to go in, you need to go out and get back home. Can you walk your dog? Yes, you can walk your dog. Can your son's little league team practice? No, they can't. What we're asking you is avoid groups, and just stay the course. That's what we're doing here. We're going to get through this. One of the big differences between this and Hurricane Katrina and Camille, we're not in this by ourselves. Everybody in the country's gone through this, so let's make Biloxi proud.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Remember, wash your hands. This is William Sackett speaking.